I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really like to self-care for yourself. Speaking of which, what did you do for self-care this week?
This week for self-care, I'm getting one of my tattoos covered up.
Which one?
My Buddha.
Why?
Because it doesn't resonate with me anymore.
Yeah.
Also, it feels like kind of like, I don't want to like get too deep on it, but I'm not religious.
Yeah.
It feels wrong to have a religious icon on my body.
I support that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if it doesn't resonate with you.
Yeah. So I'm getting it covered up.
What are you doing?
I'll show you. It's just the line work right now, but I'm getting a black wolf and it's going to be.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I found this amazing artist on
Instagram. Is that what you were doing and you couldn't go to the zoo with us?
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to make you feel guilty. I forgot to make you feel guilty about that.
Yeah. She's an amazing, talented artist.
Can I see it close up?
Yeah. So I'm getting the...
The eyes are so expressive.
Isn't it so gorgeous?
It's so gorgeous. I want to be like near the microphone.
Yeah.
Why a wolf? I love it. Why a wolf?
Well, okay. So I have to... Because it's like colorful, right? The Buddha's colorful.
Yeah.
So originally I wanted to do a fox. And then we were talking about doing the cover up. And she's like, I don't know if the color of the fox will cover it up completely. So she's like, do you want to do a black fox? And I was like, well, if we're going to do black, then let's just do a wolf. Because I don't know if like black fox is going to like...
Well, we always call you Lone Wolf Danae.
So, you know. then we started like spitballing and we were like throwing ideas around. And we're like, yeah, let's do a black wolf. Some other work that she had done where she had done a black cat. And basically she had put some like... silver.
What if the tiger?
And
I need to get it redone. It's been almost 10 years.
And some purples and some blues, like in the fur, it's like highlights and stuff. So
that's amazing.
So basically, it's just going to be like my nature arm. And then I'm going to do my full sleeve, like up on my bicep.
Is that where you have the red tailed hawk?
Yeah.
That arm? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then I'm going to do the trees up on my bicep and stuff. But yeah, I'm like so excited. I found this amazing artist. She's so talented. She's
on Instagram.
So cool.
Did you find her?
Yeah. So I found her through the Denver Audubon. Like it's like this bird sanctuary that's near our house.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they like featured her because she had done like some beautiful bird tattoos for some people that went there, I guess. And I was like, oh my God. Who is this artist? And then I stalked her Instagram and then I found her and then I messaged her.
I saw this guy that does dog portraits.
Aww.
And like, I would have a little Aspen on me.
Oh,
like
yeah.
100% because she's my soul dog.
Right. So. Yeah. But so yeah, I found her and messaged her and we set up an appointment and like, and she's just like,
I like
a good
the
person.
Eyes already. Like, yeah, when are you going to finish it?
So I've got another appointment where we're going to do color on the 8th.
Okay.
And then we'll just continue. Like, she's going to touch up all my other stuff and do more color and, like, make it all cohesive.
I kind of want to touch up my tiger because I think it looks fine, but it's after, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
You kind of need to.
I know. That's where mine was, where it's, like, I mean, I got this tattoo when I was, like, 21, maybe?
I got mine at 25.
Like, I don't really
I got a
even
week
remember.
After I got my first one because they're addictive.
Yeah. So,
and then we'll go get our ghosts at some point.
Yeah. And we'll go to her because she's amazing.
I'm so down.
Yeah.
So down.
But, so that was my self-care and I'm like super excited about it because I've been thinking about it for a long time where I'm just like, I love my fat, happy Buddha, but also like...
It doesn't serve you anymore.
Yeah, it just doesn't really...
Yeah, I'm not religious either, so I can like certainly understand where that comes from.
Yeah, and like as a white person, I should probably not like, you know...
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? It looks... The outline already looks great, yeah, so...
I'm excited. And then I was like reading about like... I have this book that's like Spirit Animals by Stephen Farmer. It's such a good book. And I was like, let me look up the wolf and just like see. And I was like, oh my God, this is so me. So I'll have to show you after, but
yeah, please do.
And I showed my mom and she was like, oh my God, that is you.
Yeah.
So I wanna, it was kind of interesting how it kind of like
correlates.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Fox is really cute. I actually like was thinking about getting a raccoon tattoo. I'm not gonna do it.
Oh my God, it's so cute. But, did you see my story the other day where it was like, first tattoo, it's about my growth. Eighth tattoo, it's a raccoon cowboy. And I was like, oh my God, that's so true.
I've seen some raccoon tattoos that I think are so cute. My yeah. mom would listen to this and be like, Kimberly, don't. But like on my ankle, I think it'd be cute. It is me. I am a raccoon, and if they domesticate them, I will have a raccoon pet.
How adorable would that be?
What would you do if you came over and there was a raccoon?
Oh my God.
You would love it.
Yeah.
I would name him like...
King Trash.
I'd name him Pepper or something. I don't know. King Trash.
From Bob's Burgers.
I was like trying to think of a
little King Trash Mouth.
I'd name him Fluffy. I don't know. So.
What'd you do for your self-care?
My self-care. Okay. So I posted this on our story a little bit ago. I started listening to, and it's over now, so I listened to it fully. They did an interview with, do you remember our first episode of the podcast ever? NXIVM?
Oh, yeah.
They did an interview with Allison Mack.
Oh.
Yeah. I listened to the whole thing.
Should we revisit it?
I think we should. I think we should revisit it. That'd be
kind of fun.
Yeah. I think we should do an episode discussing it.
Yeah.
Listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
So, I think there are a lot of things we didn't know. I'm not going to say she's not a great she did what she did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she knew fully what she was doing.
Sure.
And I feel so bad for the victims and stuff like that. But she also was apologetic about what she did. And that was one thing okay. that I was like...
Accountability.
Yeah. And I think she also was brainwashed. And I think she's done some work. And I'm like, she's not absolved. Like, there are some sure. people that are like... But I do think there's a lot that was uncovered in this. And a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that story. So it's actually really interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So
might be a future episode.
Yeah. So I think that would be a good one to revisit, like our first episodes, because we're coming in soon enough on episode 200.
I'm afraid to listen to those first episodes, honestly.
I've heard people said they were really good, and I'm like, okay, I'm
good. I thought you were going to say good. Terrible.
Well, they're also being probably polite.
Yeah, they're like, but they're really good.
I do think, thank God, we had other podcasts that came before us that we could learn kind of their mistakes, yeah. So I'm sure, because we've always done...
learning.
Yeah.
We're always growing. It's fine.
Yeah, and you know, we did learn to cite our sources, and I'm glad we've done that since the beginning. I think that's really important. So, no, it's really interesting. It was interesting to listen to, and... yeah, I think there was a lot of stuff that we didn't know about from it. So
interesting.
That was my self-care, was listening to a podcast.
And learning some new stuff.
While cleaning. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. So I have the hiccups and I don't know what's going on.
Sorry
if you hear a hiccup, but I'm not that sorry. I'm the one dealing with it. So what are you going to tell me about this week?
So this week I'm going to tell you about a really famous case, actually, that recently got solved.
I accidentally looked at your notes and I told you, but I'm really excited.
So it got solved recently with some DNA evidence. But I'm just going to like jump into the background story, and then I'm going to end with how the DNA evidence came about.
What case is it?
This is the Austin Yogurt Shop murders.
I have a fun fact. I'll wait till the end to see if you share it. If okay. not, I'll.
So we're going to start out in obviously Austin, Texas, on December 6th, 1991. 17-year-old Eliza Thomas and her friend Jennifer Harbison, also 17, showed up for their 7 o'clock shift at, I can't believe it's yogurt.
I think that name is amazing.
It's hilarious. It's a pretty short shift. It goes till 11. The two That's girls
late for a yogurt shop to be open.
I know, right?
I've never been like, it's 11. Let's go get our yoga on.
Right. And like Austin is kind of a small town at this point too. So it's not like,
which is so weird to think about. Cause Austin is huge now. Yeah. Kind of like Denver was.
So it's kind of like, who's getting yogurt at like 11, but whatever people are, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's their, you know, high school job. They've got to get money for things.
Stickers and movies and boys.
Right, exactly. So Jennifer's younger sister, Sarah, was actually chilling at the nearby mall, as you do when you're 13.
What else are you doing?
With her, or wait, Sarah was 15, sorry. Sarah's 15, and she's chilling at the nearby mall with her 13-year-old friend, Amy Ayers. When the two girls were finished at the mall, they came to the yogurt shop to help the older girls basically close up.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, and probably get free yogurt, I would assume.
I mean, if you're going to help close, you should get free yogurt. You should
get free yogurt.
Like, agreed.
I mean, my first job was at a smoothie shop, and we gave away so many free smoothies.
Which one?
Inta juice.
My first job technically was Spirit Halloween.
Nice.
Technically. But then like my first job where like I stayed at was Michael's and I didn't get anything free.
Yeah, we definitely gave away a lot of free smoothies. I actually started out as the dancing strawberry, so not to brag.
Please tell me you have pictures of this.
I do.
Okay, well guess what you're posting? Those pictures.
I think my mom does. But yeah,
I'll ask her.
Like a giant dancing
Colleen,
strawberry.
You got pictures of Danae? That's amazing.
It was really fun.
That sounds like fun.
It was great.
I love that.
So yeah, anyways, like you get it. You're working at a yogurt shop.
It's your first job.
Your little sister comes over like to close up. It's like, here, clean some tables. Also, here's some free yogurt.
Yeah, enjoy. I'll take you home.
Yeah, so they kind of like stayed in the back out of sight. You know, you don't want like the customers seeing your little sister and her friend.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, so shortly before closing, a woman comes in to get some ice cream and she notices that there are two young men sitting at a booth. They're like sitting across from each other and they've got this like sack in between them that they're focused on.
Did they seem suspicious in any way? Or
they did, because
notable.
She was like, immediately, like when she walked in, was like her kind of like red flag.
Hackles went up.
She was like, these guys are weird because they didn't have any ice cream.
Okay, that is weird.
Yeah, like yeah. You're in an ice cream shop. What are, you're not eating.
It's not like you're ordering and they're bringing it to you. You're going to go get it.
You're just like sitting there hanging out and they've got this sack in between them and they're both like looking at it. One guy has his hand in it and he's like rolling his hand around in it and it sounds like there's either like coins or like marbles in it or something.
What the fuck?
And she's kind of like, what is happening? What are these people doing? But she's like, okay, I don't know. She's just kind of like taking it in. She kind of felt weird about it, but then she's like looking at the girls and the girls are kind of like laughing and like chatting and whatever.
So she's like, if they're not feeling weird, I won't feel weird.
Exactly. So yeah. She's like, okay, so they're not feeling like these guys are weird. So maybe it's just me. Whatever. Sure. So she gets her ice cream. She leaves. Then a couple comes into the store later and they are there like way later, like kind of before the store is about to close.
Okay. I was going to ask.
10:45.
Yeah.
10:30-ish. So they come in, they get their ice cream. They also notice these boys, and they notice that the boys are in the booth that's closest to the register.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I keep interrupting. The first lady, do they mention what time she was in there?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, because I'm wondering how long these boys were there. And right. If they're not having yogurt, that's strange.
Yeah. So this couple is also like, why are these guys like not eating any yogurt? Like,
weird. If more than one person is commenting on it, there had to have been like a weird vibe.
Yeah, totally. So Jennifer was in the lobby. She's like cleaning up. She's like stocking the little like napkin holder things and like wiping tables and kind of like
end of the night activities.
Yeah, like sweeping, all that kind of stuff. And then Eliza was at the register. The couple, they like get their yogurt and they are like eating in. So they like sit down, they're eating there, and the lady remembers that she's kind of like eavesdropping on the girls, kind of like listening to them chatting.
I was wondering if they were eating there because they felt weird about the boys and there was just a vibe that they should maybe stay.
I'm not sure if that was like a conscious thing, okay. But I feel like maybe a little bit,
yeah,
on the woman's part.
I mean, have you ever seen something kind of weird going on
and you're like, let me just stay?
I was at a gas station, sorry, really quick story, and this guy was going up to cars, and I don't really remember the context. Like, I was still in my car, so he didn't come up to me, but he went up to a lady, and she, like, and I made eye contact.
Uh-oh.
And he was, like, trying to talk to her, and she kept telling him to leave, and ew. She, but me and her had our eyes locked. Yeah,
and she's like, girl, don't leave.
Yeah, and it was, like, and I was, like, sitting in my car, and you could just tell she was, like, please don't leave me, yeah. And I sat in my car until she got in her car, and then, like, when she got in her car, she gave me a thumbs up, and I gave her a thumbs up, and then we drove off. Yeah, it was just, you could just tell, like, there was... Like, we had never talked, but
the telekinesis of, like, mm-hmm. girl, don't leave me alone with this creep.
She kept looking at me, and I was just like...
I got you.
I even, like, showed my phone, like, I'll call 911 mm-hmm. if needed. But I waited until she got in her car, and the thumbs up, we were like, okay, good.
We're good.
But I was like, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I got you.
So I'm not sure if it was, like, a conscious decision or not, but they stayed, and they were, like, eating their yogurt or whatever, and the lady was just kind of like listening to the girls, and she felt like, so she's listening, but she felt like the guys were also listening to the girls because they weren't like talking.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, that's weird. Like, what are they, why are they like, what are they doing? You know, like, what's their plan? Why is this weird? They're not eating ice cream. They're like not talking to each other.
And it's not like they were talking to the girls. Like, they're waiting for the girls.
Yeah. Or they're not like interacting like with boyfriends the girls
or something.
They're just like, here hanging out.
That's weird that the guys weren't even talking, not eating yogurt. Like, if they were eating yogurt, it'd be less weird, but if they're sitting at the table and not talking to each other either,
strange.
That's weird.
So that lady says that around 10:47 they left, so the girls and the guys were left alone in the shop. Per the store policy, at 10:50 the girls would lock the door from the inside.
Yeah.
So basically, like, the people who are in there can leave, but, like, no, like, new customers can come in.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, like, finish closing.
I did that at the Rio.
Counting the register. Yeah. Like, you know, basic closing stuff.
Yeah.
And we know this because the keys were still in the door later when shit goes down.
Okay.
All the chairs were put up on tables except for one. And the back door was propped open. Now, 11:03.
Was it the table the guys were sitting at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I figured.
The no charge sale button on the register was hit. And that's just the button where it's like the drawer pops open. And there's like basically there's no sale. You're just like counting the drawer.
Yeah.
Or someone is emptying the drawer. Yep. And $500 was missing from the drawer. Around midnight, a cop on patrol sees a billowing smoke cloud coming from the shopping center where the yogurt shop was. The store was fully on fire, and he called the fire department. The fire department showed up to put it out, and they just assumed, like, maybe...
We know what time this was?
It was, like, midnight.
Okay.
So they're thinking, like, okay, maybe, like, something was left on, like... regular fire stuff.
Yeah.
But to their surprise, as they come in, they're trying to put stuff out, you know, the sprinklers are coming down, whatever. They see bodies. They see four girls stacked one on top of each other. They are naked, they are bound, and they're gagged.
Oh. Wasn't one of the girls kind of like away from the others?
There was one that was a little bit away. We're not sure if that was because of like maybe the hoses
like okay.
pushed her off, or if that was like where she actually was. They're not
Yeah, because really I'm sure the hoses are really... I didn't even think about that. I was
the
like...
The pressure's like pretty strong with yeah. those. So they immediately call in the homicide department, and basically they come in, they realize these bodies are like incredibly burnt, and they realize that there are indications of sexual assault.
Oh, awful, yeah. awful, awful.
Yeah. And due to the damage of the burns, as well as like the water damage from the fire hoses and the sprinklers, they make like a game time decision where they're like, usually they do a rape kit at the medical examiner's office. But in this case, they're like, because
they didn't think they could transport the bodies, right?
Yeah. They're like, because so much has been compromised, like evidence wise, let's do a rape kit here. And there was like kind of like a tiff about it. Like, I guess the medical examiner was like, well, that's not protocol. But then the detectives were like, bleh. So
we don't really have a choice, guys.
It was like a thing. They end up doing the rape kit at the site of the crime, and apparently there's just like some animosity, I guess, about this. Oh, and it might have been a reason for why some things were not dealt with as thoroughly as they should have been.
The dick measuring contest of
perhaps
people being mad about so stupid.
Apparently, and it also could be because Austin was kind of a smaller town. They didn't deal with homicide stuff like this. So they're not like, you know, fully like well versed in like dealing with these kinds of crimes.
Yeah.
So apparently the bodies were not swabbed for accelerant, which is also a standard protocol for every arson case.
So it just seems like a lot of things were done kinda not like, traditionally. And I don't want to say yeah. traditionally because that's not a great word. But
like to the standard.
Yeah, to standards. They would
normally be.
Yeah.
Some things were missed. Some evidence wasn't taken. Like it just seems like it was a bit unorganized.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's what the sources say. I'm obviously not a homicide detective. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait,
you're not? Is that new?
Wait, what?
This whole time. That's why we started the podcast together today. I'm a little deceived.
Right. So that just brings them to the, you know, what the hell? What is this? Is this a robbery gone wrong? Like, who would do this to these innocent children?
Yeah.
I mean, they're children.
That's what the,
like, only Amy's body was not burnt as badly as the others. And she had bruises on her body. She had been shot twice and she'd been strangled. The other girls had only been shot once. So it's kind of like, maybe she put up a fight. Like they just don't know like what, or maybe the other girls had also been, you know, beat up a little bit and tortured in some kind of way, but they couldn't tell because they had been burnt so badly. So,
and that just, was purposeful. So they couldn't tell what was done.
Exactly.
To them.
Exactly. Yeah. The whole reason that it was, you know, set on fire was that so evidence could be burnt.
Yeah.
So obviously this rocked the community. Like families were devastated. People were shocked. Everyone was just freaked out. Like, what is going on? It's just so violent and gruesome, and it's so cliche, but it's like they didn't think that this would ever happen in their community. Like, who would do this?
Well, because yeah, at that time Austin was so small, and it was like kind of the whole like everything is we didn't lock our front doors kind of vibe, you know.
It's a safe community.
Yeah.
So I just want to take a moment to talk about the families and the girls. So the Harbison family, I mean, they lost their only children. They lost both their daughters.
Yeah, I was about to say the family with the two daughters. Yeah.
So Jennifer and Sarah, I mean, they're sisters. So like how horrendous of for their parents to be like, wow, we lost both of our children in one night. In this
and not even just crime. Yeah, and in a very violent way too. Right. It's just like to add insult to injury.
Exactly. So Jennifer's remembered as a hardworking high school senior, and Sarah was enjoying her freshman year. She was like getting involved in all the clubs and sports. Like she was just like, yeah, let me try this, let me try that. Like she was like,
and I'm sure the two were close because they were close in age.
Yeah. And like, obviously, you know, Sarah came to go visit her sister at her job and like hang out. Their mother, Barbara, spoke with 48 Hours in 1992. And she said, my life was focused around them from here to eternity. Someone took eternity away from me.
Aww.
And that just like, ugh. That just
yeah, like heartstrings.
Daggers. Like, that's so sad. And then Bob Ayers, Amy's father, he said that she was a country girl. She was a daddy's girl.
And Amy was the youngest.
Amy was the youngest at 13.
Yeah.
She loved animals and her dream was to be a vet. He told CBS, I lost my daughter. I lost my first dance and I won't be able to see her graduate. Like, ugh. Just the heartbreak. Like,
well, you send your daughters to the mall so they can hang out with their friend. You don't expect this to be a thing.
No, never in your wildest dreams. And then Sonora Thomas was only 13 when she lost her big sister, Eliza.
Oh, stop.
She says, I remember the shock. I remember fantasizing for days that my sister had somehow escaped and run away and she was going to come back. And that's what I was kind of holding on to.
So I guess it's good they didn't tell her that they had found the bodies. Because, you know, it's like you hear about that. Because if she's like, oh, I fantasize that she escaped and, you know.
I mean, I think she knew that she was dead. It was just kind of like a way of coping was to fantasize.
I was just like, I hope she maybe didn't know.
She ran away and then she'll just come back. It's like one of those things where it's like when you... It's like the denial. It's like one of those steps of like when someone dies, you're like, no, it can't be real.
Yeah, they'll be back.
They'll be back.
They're on vacation.
Yeah.
Oh,
she said, my family never talked about my sister after she died. Eliza was an animal lover and she had a pig that she wanted to enter into a livestock show. So Sonora took that duty on after her passing.
Oh, to like honor her sister.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like...
So Austin was also kind of a farming community is what it sounds like, if there's pigs.
Yeah, so like, I mean, it's just so sad, like...
Senseless.
Yeah.
Senseless.
So horrible. And for like...
$500?
$500. Like, a yogurt shop? Like, really? Like, I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. In 1999... Four suspects were arrested, with two suspects confessing.
I'm sorry, what year?
99.
And this happened in?
91.
Okay.
So there's like this whole big, long thing about people confessing and people kind of being coerced into confessing.
Yeah.
And a lot of like kind of shady police work where they're keeping people and being like, but you did it, right? And
there are some police departments that just want to close the case even if it's not the correct person.
Yes,
just to close the case.
And like, and what did you bind them with? And people are basically just guessing. And
ropes,
like,
no, it was their clothing. No.
And what else? Like, so there's like
leading
this long, like huge, really detailed account of like all of these people, like four suspects that were arrested, two of which confessed, but then later recanted because they were basically like held for like many, many hours. There was one who
was
like...
Well, that's what they do. They'll hold people for 24 hours.
And then they're tired and then they're delirious. And then one was like, I think I need a lawyer. And then, so the cops like went out, gave him a break, came back in, continued questioning him.
Even though he said he wanted a lawyer.
Well, he said, I think I need a lawyer, not I do. And I'm just like, fuck off. Like, really?
Like, so, give people that. Also, you have to cover your own ass because that looks bad on you, too. If you're doing bad detective work that somebody says they, even if they say they think like they need a lawyer, let them get a lawyer.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Let them get a lawyer.
So I'm just not going to go into like all the details.
There's a lot of details.
And it honestly, like, if you want to look into it, look into it. But it's just like, it's so infuriating and it's like really messed up. And
well, it doesn't get us closer to figuring out what happened. So right. I understand why you're like, kind of like, eh.
So essentially charges were dropped against two of the four. The other two who confessed went to trial. They were convicted of capital murder.
Were they the boys that were at the yogurt shop? Did they ever find who those boys were?
Not definitively? Yeah, not definitively.
Okay.
And then the convictions were later overturned on appeals due to constitutional errors.
Yep.
And basically, DNA analysis pointed to a different person. Basically,
what a mess.
Yeah. Like, no physical evidence ever linked any of those men to the yogurt shop.
And this was back when DNA was
kind of like first starting to like come out. So like,
yeah,
basically it was like a huge fucking mess of like, they just, people confessed that were confessing under like
duress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're trying to pin it on people who it wasn't that, like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a big old mess.
Yeah. So according to reporting by Emily Shapiro for ABC, Daniel Jackson is the lead detective on this case. He has been since 2022. So this is where we start to get some real answers.
Okay. In 2022?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so this 2025 is when we start to get some real answers. But Daniel Jackson is the guy that's like...
But he starts ramping it up in 2022.
He's like, let's fucking do this. So he... Oh, shit. I just like scrolled in the wrong area.
We've all done it.
Whoops. Okay. So he took over the case in 2022. In June of 2025, he started researching a spent... 380 casing that was found at the scene. It had not been submitted into the NIBIN system in many years, he says. So the NIBIN is the National Integrated Ballistic Information Network.
Oh, wow.
So it's basically like the CODIS, the Combined DNA Index System, for shell casings. Oh. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
In July... Jackson learned that there was a hit in the NIBIN. It appeared that the same gun was used in an unsolved murder in Kentucky, which shared similar details with the yogurt shop murders, he said.
And Kentucky is very close to Texas, right? Correct? I need to look at a map.
Sure. Geography.
Well, look it up.
Aside from the MO... and the NIBIN hit, there are no obvious links, he said. Now, since 2008, investigators have also tried a whole bunch of DNA testing strategies from the scene. So investigators had obtained the suspect's YSTR, which is a Y chromosome, and it had been collected from under Amy Ayer's fingernails.
Okay. So,
Jackson said that police reached out to labs across the country.
So it looks like she did fight back.
Yes. I mean, from at least DNA being under her fingernails. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
So Jackson reached out to labs across the country that conduct this specific type of chromosome testing, the YSTR typing, and asked if they can manually search against our known profile. And in August... they got a response from a lab in South Carolina. The lab had a full DNA match from a 1990 sexual assault and murder.
So before this even happened.
Mm-hmm. And it was the profile of Robert Eugene Brashers. The Austin police then retested the DNA they had from under Amy Ayer's fingernails and directly compared it to Brashers' profile, just to be sure.
Might as well.
And it matched. So, before the yogurt shop murders, this dude, Eugene Brashers, had served time in prison for shooting a woman, and he was granted parole in 1989.
So he was a piece of shit to begin with.
Mm-hmm. The DNA profile linked Eugene Brashers to multiple unsolved murders and sexual assaults he committed all over the country in the 90s.
So thank God some people were getting answers, like, finally.
But here's the kicker.
Oh, God.
He was never caught or taken to court for these crimes because...
He died.
He died by suicide in 1989 after standoff with police.
Wait, he... Oh, he died in
99?
99. Oh, so shit. I was about to say 89.
He just did a whole bunch of crimes all across the country, got away with a whole bunch of shit.
And went out on his own terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn it.
So at least we, like, know who it was.
I just wish
but
they could have gotten the justice. It sucks that,
yeah.
So here's my question. Like, how old was he when this happened?
I'm not sure, but...
So those boys were just kind of a red herring?
I guess, yeah.
Or maybe was he one of the boys, possibly?
Not sure.
I don't know. That whole thing is just...
I know, right?
It seems just really weird. Like,
throws you off.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, it's one of those boys, certainly. Well, because it's not like they were not... They were eating yogurt and like...
Maybe they were just creeping. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't... That's so weird.
Right?
That is so weird. Yeah.
So... Barbara Ayers Wilson, the mom of victims Jennifer and Sarah Harbison, said, "I'm full of gratitude. It has been so long, and all we ever wanted for this case was the truth. We never wanted anyone to go to jail or be charged with anything that they did not do. Vengeance
Fair.
Was never it. It was always the truth."
Yeah. And I get that. Yeah.
Right. So that's the story, the conclusion, I guess, of the yogurt shop murders that has been, you know, unsolved, and everyone's been, it's been covered by so many different kinds of
journalists. Well, I'm just glad there was a conclusion to it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a fun fact about that?
Yeah.
They were filming an officer for cops that got the call for the yogurt shop murders.
Oh, the detective, like, mm-hmm. that was on the homicide?
So the response for it is on Cops.
Oh, wild.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, look it up. I thought that was a lie, and then it, like, looked it up, and they were just talking, and he didn't know much information, but yeah, it's on Cops.
Crazy.
The beginning of it. So, which is like, what are the odds?
Yeah.
That something's so crazy, because nothing like that had happened.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the biggest cases, still is, in Austin history. So.
Yeah. That just like devastated everyone. And it was so horrible.
So horrible and like unnecessary. Not that any murder is necessary.
No, but it's just like.
It's just like, what was the point? For $500? $500.
Yeah. $500. And like, I don't know. Like, I guess maybe he assaulted them. But it's just like, what the fuck, dude?
I mean, I'm glad he's dead, but like, I just wish the families got justice, you know?
Yeah.
So, ugh, those poor families. And, you know, it's just crazy to think about, like, 91 was like 37 years ago.
God, we're old.
Yeah. God. Ugh. Ugh. Wait, no, it's
no,
not.
No, it's we're not. 37.
I'm a liar. Yeah,
how
I'm a liar.
Old are we? Wait, I'm 30. I just turned 36.
No, you didn't.
35?
I'm three dozen. You're 35.
I'm 35. I just turned 35.
I can't do math. 30.
I'll be 36 this year.
Years ago. Well, 34 this coming winter. Wait.
Yeah, because it's turning 2026. So, yeah, I'll be 36 this upcoming June.
Yeah. I'm three dozen now.
Okay, so
35. Don't call it 36. Don't do that. Call it three dozen. It's funny. That
sounds older.
Well, I mean, sometimes you're 36 and sometimes you're a million
years old. It's fine.
Yeah, I was like, wait, it's not 37 because yeah, we're not like, that old. Yeah, I was like,
wait, am I 38?
I did the opposite thing in my brain where I like added.
Yeah, instead of yeah. It's fine.
It's fine. Numbers sometimes, guys. Whoa. My stomach is freaking out. Sorry if you can hear. Is it
the chocolate pretzels?
I don't know. I feel fine. I feel great. My stomach's like just, it's making noise.
She's got a lot to say.
She's like, hey, do you want to like do some sit-ups? And I'm like, eventually, yeah. Not today, though. I don't want to today.
Okay, well, we'll post pictures. I'll post the billboard of the girls. And that'll be on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod.
If you have stories, self-care tips, anything, or if you want a friendship bracelet, ask for one.
Also, we just ordered stickers.
We ordered stickers.
So if you want a sticker, hit us up. We ordered 100, so.
Yeah. But we're going to take some, so you can't have all of them. Make us order more. It's fine. And that's going to be mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. And yeah, guys, just please rate us 5 stars. That helps us get in front of other people that are like you so we can build our community.
Yeah.
Community.
Anyways, self-care yourself.
Self-care yourself.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Isn't that?